welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Brian Whitman is not feeling well today. Wish him a speedy recovery. We got to thank Jake Hogan and Dale Lana for coming on last hour. Very interesting. And in the last hour tonight, Malibu Dan is coming on with his very good friend, Nate. And they are songwriters. Always a fun hour to hear those two idiots. All right, folks, it is 9 o'clock. And that must mean the news with Rob and everybody.
No. I couldn't believe it.
Live.
I said my mace. I was like, no mace. You know, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 news desk. Here's Robin.
Did I get some snow?
Yeah.
All right. Anything in the news, Robin?
Yes, of course. Firstly, a local dentist was dancing to a song on the radio while drilling on a woman's tooth, and she wound up in the hospital when a drill bit snapped off and lodged near her eye. 31-year-old Brandy Fanning said she had to undergo emergency surgery and spent 3 days in the hospital because of the October mishap.
Wow.
And we have exclusive audio from the infamous dental incident. D53,
the dancing doctor. Puts a drill right through the chick's eye, or near the eye. Wow.
All right, Miss Fanning, now just relax. We're going to put a shot of Novocaine in your mouth to numb you up before we start here.
Okay, good idea. Oh!
Don't worry, just relax. It'll take effect in a few minutes. Anything you want to do to relax?
Can you put on the radio?
What station do you like?
Like a Cares.
Okay.
Oh, your stuff really took effect fast.
Hey, all right. Oh, I love this song. All right, let's get to it.
Ah!
Oh, you want it louder?
Ew!
Oh, I know. This song makes me just funk out. Here, let me put it up a little louder for you.
Ah!
At the car wash! Whoa, 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 car wash, yeah!
There he goes. I had a dentist back in the San Fernando Valley. I was probably in my about 10 or 11 years old. And this guy used to dance and sing while the Novocaine was taking effect, too. So I know exactly what this woman's going through.
Oh, did it bother you when he did that?
It didn't bother me, no. But if the drill would have gone through the eye, that may have bothered me.
Bit of a problem.
Yes, a huge problem. You don't go to this doctor, do you, Robin?
Oh, God, no.
No, okay. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, fans at Churchill Downs who want to light up after picking a winner will have to find another starting gate.
Uh-oh.
A state judge struck down an exemption to Louisville's smoking ban that allowed patrons to light up at Churchill Downs.
What?
Yes, indeed. I'm sure you're very upset about this.
Wait a minute. You can't smoke at the Effin racetrack?
You cannot smoke at the Effin racetrack. No, you cannot.
Jesus Christ.
Here is audio of the first person ticketed for the Derby smoking offense. E27.
I can't believe this, gang. You can't smoke at the racetrack. Holy Christ, what's happened to the world?
I couldn't believe it. My nephew, Irving, invited me to come visit him at the go to the Kentucky Derby at the Churchill Downs. And I'm watching the little ponies go by for the big prizes. And I feel very excited about this. And I feel like I need to calm myself. What?
What about the
one-point exacta? Yeah, no, box it, darling. Okay, I'm talking to the reporter. So I take out a much-deserved Capri. And I light it up as one of the little ponies goes by. And a man comes up to me with a little notepad, and I say, "Sir, I don't need a drink order right now. It makes my esophagus flare." And what?
And Edna, number 5 is named Google. You should bet on it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, put 50 on Google. I love saying that. 1 minute, Irving. I say, I don't need you to take my drink order right now. I am not thirsty. And he says, ma'am, I'm writing you a ticket. You cannot smoke at the Kentucky Derby. I was famished. I didn't know what... Yes, darling. Oh, my God. Thank God he finally heard my prayers. Okay, thank you for your time. Oh, thank
Lord.
She gets around, man. She's smoking all over the country.
She smokes all over the place and seems to get caught everywhere she goes.
She was in Calabasas and Beverly Hills, now at the Kentucky Derby.
Well, she has a lot of family all over the country.
She's everywhere. I can't believe, though, you can't smoke at the racetrack. I was at Santa Anita over the weekend. And the nice thing about Santa Anita is nobody judges you for smoking. Even when you're standing next to a no smoking sign smoking, the guys at the track just, they don't even look at you.
So do you think you'd be able to go there anymore if
I
you couldn't
smoke?
I don't think
so, no. I think it's over and it's going to really hurt horse racing if you can't. That's what, gambling and smoking go hand in hand, especially the complete degenerates that are out at the racetrack. You can't tell these guys to stop smoking.
Present company excluded, I'm sure.
No. Present company included. And the king of the degenerates. All right, anything else happened in the news this today, Robin?
Out of Southern Maryland today, of all the time she worried about how much to discipline her teenage son, Shannon Troiano never imagined the relationship had become so strained that he would try to put a hit on her. 16-year-old Corey Kreider was caught soliciting hitmen on the phone to kill his, quote, overbearing and abusive mother. And here is an exclusive clip of audio from the young Corey Ryder's phone call to the hitman. Age 15.
He wants to kill his mom?
He does. Apparently she's very overbearing and very abusive.
Oh, Bobo. All right, here we go.
Hitman headquarters.
Hi, I was interested in putting a hit on my mother. I'm so tired of this bitch, man. Every day she asks me to get a job, or she asks me to get out of bed, or she asks me to do something.
What kind of hit?
Hey, hold on.
Want?
Hey, Mom, what's up, Mom? Oh, thank you so much, Mom. You're the best mother in the world.
Can you help me set the table, sweetheart?
I'll be down in just a minute.
Okay, love you.
I gotta kill this bitch.
You want a violent, grizzly one, or just looks like an accident?
You know what, let's make it look like an accident, but make her suffer. I'm so tired of this bitch. Every day, come down and help set
the
table.
Well, that's gonna cost extra.
Dude,
suffering costs a lot extra.
I got the money. Hey, Mom.
Do you want Pepsi or milk?
I like Pepsi, Mom.
You got it.
Oh, you're the best. All right, so when can we set this f***ing up, dude?
Well, we can set it up as soon as you want. Well, first, I actually need to know what kind of hitman you want. You want a Russian mobster, an Italian mobster? What kind of hitman you want?
Let's
you want
go for an Italian.
An Italian mobster. I'll hook Vinny up with you then.
Honey? All right, perfect.
Yeah, Mom?
I love you, sweetheart.
I love you, Mom.
Okay, honey.
Seriously, make this bitch suffer.
All right, man.
I still can't believe nowadays that people are using the phone to hire a hitman.
It's very technologically advanced.
Jesus Christ. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes. Kanye West's mother, Dr. Donda West, gave fans a glimpse into what makes her son tick in the book Raising Kanye. The former English professor told the Chicago Sun-Times that she constantly fielded questions about penning an account about her famous son. And here's a clip from a recent interview with Kanye West giving, shall we say, props to his mother.
Ah. It's going to be a flattering book? Or
I think so. I think he's very excited to have his mother part of this.
Right.
K-49.
Okay, now do you know the crew? I mean, do you know the Kanye West and his mom and everybody?
I have had the pleasure of meeting them, but I wouldn't say we are intimate acquaintances.
I see. All right. K-49. Here we go. Kanye West.
Kanye,
all right.
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
Hey, what's up, all y'all? Kanye West here. What's up? What's up, my in the back? Say what's up. Hey, my in the front. What's up? Hey. It's my mama right here. She be writing this book thing with pages, and I'm gonna let her take it away. What's up, mama?
What's up, my little?
Hey, what's up, Dad?
All right, so check it out, biatches. My name is Donda West. I'm Kanye's mama, and I just be so proud of his ass. I just decided to write a book about him. Now, this is what you call a personal, official, non-censored biography about my baby Kanye, my pride and joy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just love that little so much.
That's my Donda and Kanye coming up in 2008.
Book, bitches.
Buy that book, bitch.
A
lot of love there
good.
Between those two.
Yeah, I see where she gets the colorful, or he gets the colorful language.
Yes, I think they're just very open with that sort of thing.
Maybe it happened when he was a kid in that Kanye West house. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, no, that's what's happening.
All right, that's it, everybody. Robin with the news. Look at
Robin
that.
With the news.
All right. right. There she goes. All right. This is the Conway Whitman Show. Brian Whitman is out tonight, and Mal Udan will be joining us at 10 o'clock tonight with his friend Nate on the phone. That's always a terrific hour. But first, you'll recognize this man's voice. He is a member of the John and Jeff Show, and out there, I believe, at the Paramount Studios, talking to some of the protesters for us. And let's talk to John Boyle. John, how are you, sir?
It's Writers Guild Strike 2007. At 97.1, the FM talk station's got up-to-the-minute, timely, breaking, pertinent, relevant, electronic, on-the-scene reports. Now, here's your keepers of the commentary, Tim Conway Jr., and insert fill-in host name here.
All right, let's talk to John Boyle. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing excellent, thanks.
I understand Brian Whitman's not in tonight.
He is not here, no.
You should have asked Jeff to fill in with you. He's a great co-host.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
All right, so I'm over here at the Writers Guild strike, and everyone's just, there's a lot of tension out here. They want their money. They've got their signs up in the air, and a lot of the guys have their shirts off. I don't know why.
All right, now, what entrance at Paramount are you?
I'm on Melrose and Gower.
Melrose and Gower, okay. Can we talk to some of the, I hear them in the background. Could you just hold the phone so we can actually hear them?
Sure thing, hold on.
All right.
They sound like angry strikers, don't they? Tim, are you there?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're at the right strike.
What are you talking about? This is Paramount Studios.
Let me hear it again.
Sure. I'm at Paramount Pictures.
John?
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm at Paramount Pictures, Tim. What are you talking about?
You're not at Paramount Pictures, dude. The Writers Guild is not saying we're here, we're queer, get over it.
All right, Tim, I admit it. I'm in West Hollywood at Manhole.
All right.
Can I get another champagne coolie, please?
All right, Johnny, please. We had asked you to go out to Paramount. I know we didn't get you in the first hour. But, you know, if you offer to do something for us,
I was waiting for you, and then you never called, so I decided to go over to Manhole in West Hollywood. They have a great prime rib steak there.
All right, what are they protesting there?
I think they're protesting some kind of anti-gay marriage thing here. There's a lot of attractive men out here.
All right. All right, buddy, we appreciate that.
I'll go to Paramount right now, and I'll check in with you later, Tim.
Yeah, please, we'll check in with you in a little bit, but please try to get to Paramount.
I will get there as soon as I can. Can I have another champagne coolie, please?
Oh, Bubba. All right, thank you very much. There he goes, John Boyle, everybody. All right, gang, it is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Brian Whitman is not here tonight, but he did leave a voicemail for everybody. So we all know for sure that he's still alive. Here's Brian Whitman, everybody. Look at this.
Hey, Tim. It's Whitman. You can't pick up for your radio partner? Been doing this for 21 years, man. You can't pick up on your radio partner.
Wow.
Look, dude, I'm out tonight. I'm going to join these strikers out in Burbank, and we're going to pick it. So you're going to have to fly solo, all right, dude? You going to call me back? No? You got no respect for me, do you? You f***ing loathe me, don't you, Tim? All right, I'm out.
There he goes. All right, then if you remember on a Friday show, Jerry Wyszoski lied to us about what time he called a replacement for him. Jerry's supposed to come in here around 6 o'clock.
I didn't lie.
I'm going to show you right here, you lied, goofball. Jerry was supposed to be in at 6 o'clock. He showed up around 6:30 because he was gambling. And here's what he said on Friday's show.
I don't understand what I mean. I was here at the time I said I would be here.
You made a decision, though, not to call management of the station. You called Randy. That was a conscious decision, right?
Because management was already gone. And what point is it? As long as Leica's show goes off, there's no point to call management.
All right. As long as. So here's where you lied.
Right. Because management was already gone. And what's point?
Management was already gone. All right. Now, I'm going to play you the voicemail that you left Randy and with the timestamp, and you tell me what time you think management left. All right, here we go.
Second at 3:21 p.m.
All right, 3:21 p.m.
So it was earlier than I thought. I didn't realize I called him that early.
3:21 p.m. So you just lied.
I didn't realize that I called him then.
But how do people not realize what time they call?
Because I knew it wasn't. I knew I still had a while, but I knew I wanted to call.
You got your cell phone. You just lied. No, I have caught in a lie. Why don't you be like a man and say I lied?
Stud, I have a watch and a cell phone. I just called him though. I didn't look at the time. I knew it was before I had to come in.
I see you look at your watch 10 times a minute. You look at that thing all the time. You look at your cell phone all the time.
I was in the middle of a break. I couldn't. I.
You lied. Act like it just. Right. It fess up to it.
I lied.
All right. There you go. All right. Here we go.
Second at 3:21 p.m.
This is Jerry calling from the Bicycle Casino, and having somebody fill in for him.
Hey Ryan, it's Jerry. I'm playing in a tournament right now, and I'm supposed to come and relieve Matt at between 6 and 6:30. In case I'm not there, then I'll call you like around that time. But can you just like run the board for me until I get there? Because I think you're gonna probably be there early in tonight. Give me a call back when you get this message. All right, I'll talk to you later.
To repeat this.
There he goes. Unreal, man. We got you on tape.
I didn't realize it was that. I didn't realize it was that.
Jerry, you never.
I wasn't knowingly
nobody
lying.
Nobody ever calls somebody and doesn't realize what time it is.
No, I mean, dude, I didn't realize it was 3:20. I thought I knew it wasn't time for me to come into
midnight?
Work. I didn't know what time it was.
What'd you
I knew
think it was
before.
Midnight?
I knew it was before 5.
6:30?
I knew it was before 5 or 5:30.
That's not true, dude, because you would not have called at 5:30 to have somebody cover for you at 6 o'clock. You had to call him
well,
early.
I thought Randy was going to be in there earlier anyways, though.
All right. Well,
I didn't look at my watch. I'm sorry. I lied. I didn't lie knowingly, but I did lie. So.
Yeah, you lied, right?
Not knowingly, but okay. I'll say that I lied. That's going to make you happy, you and Ryan here.
Yeah, it will make us happy that you tell the truth.
Okay.
For once in your life.
All right.
That you lied.
Okay. I lied.
All right. When Malibu Dan, we come back, Malibu Dan is going to be with us, and he's going to be on with his friend Nate. They are songwriters. They write the worst songs on the planet, but yet they keep going. They keep writing these songs. We might have a new song out of them. And Nate lives in the basement of his mother's house, and he has a miserable, miserable existence. And I love getting him on the phone because he is one of life's true, genuine losers. And he comes on with us. He takes some heat. The guy lives in the basement of his mom's place. I think he's in his 30s. And it's always great to hear. All right, it's the Economy Whitman Show. Whitman's not in. Malibu Dan's coming up with his friend Nate. Very exciting hour coming up on 97.1 Free FM.